It's Mary Jane and Munchie.
Mary Jane and Munchies.
You might hear it sound a little different because we really talking how we talking every day in life. We got ads now. We got parts for our intros. And everything that's really smooth and peanut buttery on that jam is what we're going to give you. And you're going to get toasted. You feel me? So get ready for this. Look here. What you been up to?
Been chilling, trying out new strands, new concentrates. I plan on trying dabbing this year.
For real?
Yeah. Found some melanated dabbers, so I'm into it now, man.
Damn, girl. I didn't even think it was going to be that deep.
But, like, with all our talking and podcasting, front toes is just too hard on my throat, but it's, I love my front toes.
Yeah. You know, we talked about it feeling cracky, but, you know, honestly, you dealing with a chronic illness. I'm dealing with a chronic illness. Nigga, you done been popping stuff out in and out of place for the longest, and you was talking about things you want. What you gonna do? Now, you ain't doing crack. That's just the truth. You're doing a whole herb. It came from the herb. Now, they do a lot of stuff to cocaine to get it to be cocaine. I'm not trying to play. I'm sorry. But pretty much from what I know, you grow weed, and then you put some alcohol on it,
what
and you boil
you
it up.
Your horse?
Oh, this is a paper, girl. This is a paper. Just a straight pre-roll.
This is a old Latino man front, though. Local Boston brand. Shout out to the Boston brands. We're going to be trying out a new brand coming up, a melanated brand of frontos. So stay tuned for that.
I mean, like, I wasn't really expecting the honest to God differentiation in frontos. I'm her roller for a lot of this. It's a lot stronger than what I expected. So, look. As things proceed in the year, you're going to hear us talk about business, too. I feel like the things that we have learned in this last year and podcasting and actually being residual entrepreneurs, like multi-streaming, you know, people with incomes. Girl, the best thing I can ask you is, how do you feel like you have transitioned in upgrading yourself to 2021.
I feel like it's all foot on the gas and it's all about the paper chase. Boston Bossy is going to be bossy this year. Bossy. Get it? Bossy. Bossy.
Ba-dunch. I can't with you. You funny. I don't feel like that I've seen anybody hustle as hard as you, sis.
I really appreciate that, Queenie. But I only get it because I do it to keep you happy, man.
Oh, whatever.
She does the hardest worker I've ever seen in life, period.
Like, all glory be to God. True angelic stuff.
Most High gets all the praise.
Look.
Now, let's pay some
bills. What's up? I'm your girl, Kasia, chef, influencer, and wellness queen, coming to you to tell you about my YouTube channel, Queenie Jones, where I teach you how to hashtag cook good and look good on the logo. What is cook good and look good? Well, I'm glad you asked, Queenie. To cook good and look good is to use simple, fresh, locally sourced ingredients to create rich, nourishing, easy meals. To be cerebral and confident while you cut costs. Go ahead and subscribe to my YouTube channel, Queenie Jones, and turn on that notification bell because I post content every week on my channel. The first 100 people to subscribe, like, and comment, hashtag Queenie Jones, hashtag cook good and look good on 5 of my videos will be a part of my exclusive VIP member club. And for more info on my VIP member club, go ahead and follow me on IG, where I keep all my behind-the-scenes content and let you know where I'm actually sourcing some of my ingredients, some of my finest, and where you can understand how you can be the finest. Go ahead, you are officially locked in as a queen might. Follow, like, comment, and subscribe. Bye!
Alright, so moving right into these versus battles. Girl, have you seen some?
I got to see the Jill Scott and Erykah Badu. That was early into the versus battles histories.
Okay, so when I indicate the fact that I wasn't really into any of these battles because it didn't seem like they were versing each other, I thought they were going to be more
like Timberland and Swiss Beats.
No, more like they actually doing something. They
like
just
a competition?
They're listening instead to their stuff.
Right, instead of just playing both of their catalog.
They,
like, we are buddies and we are friends. I mean, I think they tried, but I think it was also like about black love and culture love. And when you're doing black love and culture love, what you really want to do is make sure that you have to be inclusive and not competitive.
True. I mean, okay, so this is where I'm catching up with stuff. A lot of these artists are great artists, but they make it seem like because of, like the Zoom calling and some of the ways that they actually got the live across, they were really acting beneath it, but also they could have performed more. I'm just mad they didn't perform more, because here's the thing, why are you beneath that? What are you doing? You're not touring. What you need people to rebuy some of these albums and these greatest hits.
Like, it did feel a little bit like, you know, they were doing it, but they were going through the motions, especially the Gladys Knight and Patti LaBelle verses.
A lot of the old ones, they just look like they was looking at each other like, yeah, you ain't been hit with none of this in a while. It's like how they crump. They be like, yeah.
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 Pop. Pop. Chest pump. Chest pump. Chest pump.
Arm hit. Arm hit. Pop. What you gonna do?
I swallow your words.
In your face. Gobble them up.
But I enjoyed the Tory Lanez and French Montana battle.
That was... I feel like that's before, you know, the Tory Lanez situation hit hard.
You know how I feel about Tory Lanez. I love his music, and I pray for his mind. But I love his music, period.
Distinctively, I remember it. I was a Tory Lanez fan before this. And nah.
She's just a huge Megan Thee Stallion fan. Like, even in the morning, she'd be like, ah.
Well, here's the thing. Loved, okay, where I was from in the Midwest, they played him a lot, and Megan wasn't out yet.
Megan.
But no, I'm not defending him, actually. But after I found out and I seen them tape, I said,
sometimes you have to shoot a boo in the foot because the poom poom too good. It's her fault for letting that wildcat out.
No,
she
that's not even
to lock it down.
That's not even what we're talking about. It's just that, why are you going to shoot her in the feet? That's her most moneymaker.
That's why. Because she was like, bye, boo. He was like, no, not you.
The audacity.
Period.
The audacity.
Toxic masculinity for you.
Yeah, so I felt really stupid feeling like I supported him. And, you know, I felt like this nigga actually pushed a different stupid-ass orient trying to shoot her in the feet and mess with her money.
So basically saying the only reason that Tory Lanez didn't win that battle in her eyes is because he shot Megan.
Yeah, bad karma, bitch.
Period. And then we have the Keisha Bud versus the Ashanti Bud battle. No. Two bud people.
We can just skip over that one because we can go to Erykah and Jill Scott.
Which so
that
was a battle.
Right. Like, what?
And Erykah won.
Look, it wasn't even no disrespect because I love those two ladies, but they just disrespected themselves.
Like, Erykah just kept on bringing out hit after hit. After a while,
those Jill queens was, did.
Jill was like, I'm going to sleep to your music because you let have too die. Many number ones.
That's how I felt. Like, yeah, it was one of those feelings where I could definitely re-listen to all this. I felt really good. Overall, who do you feel like won the whole battle?
I think it goes
far?
Back to Swiss Beats versus Timberland. I think they were the best battle. I think that Teddy Riley versus Babyface was another real battle. Mm-hmm. Because Babyface was like, I'm older than you, but I'm smarter. I got my son to do this. Son, hook it up.
True hitmakers.
True. So, I think that these wanted to be those, but they weren't.
Yeah, they actually, I feel like after a while, they were trying to set a mold for how they were going to be. Like,
but the music did give me, especially the DMX and Snoop Dogg one, the music did give me nostalgia vibes.
Mm. But this is like almost like Coming to America, too. This is...
Mm. And that's for another episode.
Like, during what time do you feel like you really realized that these battles were going to continue?
I think once they did the Monica versus Brandy, there were so many artists that needed a versus battle that they just had to keep going. Pay some bills.
But what shows on Netflix was the highest?
I would say Disjointed. One of my favorite shows about the cannabis culture in L.A., it's about this awesome civil rights lawyer who happens to be white, Jewish, and played by Kathy Bates, the one and only Grammy Oscar award winning Kathy Bates. Almost EGOT Kathy Bates. Misery star of Kathy Bates. Yeah, that Kathy Bates.
She's the white Whoopi Goldberg. That's what
I'm trying to say. Basically. And she plays this Jewish attorney who opens up a dispensary in a strip mall. Right after California laws increase protections for recreational and medicinal shops. She has problems with the landlords. She has an interracial black son who is, like, really straight and narrow when it comes to the law, when it comes to following the rules. And she has a married cast of amazing employees, especially her cultivator and security. But what I love most about this show is all the different forms of cannabis and cultivators and growing techniques it brings forth to the general public.
Now, I was probably like 17 or 18 when this show came out, and I really didn't have any context of what weed culture was. Feeling like I had no real context of what I was going to do and bring out was like... This is like dreamland, like seeing all this weed in these jars and organized and clean and everybody's up here talking and with one another and really explaining what it's like to be a bud tender. I was like, oh my God, I'm a
bud tender. One of my favorite cannabis terms. Bud tender, may I get another 3-5? Thank you.
Yes. You ever have that 3-5 discount at the good dispensaries and you'd be like, oh my God. I can get more.
This is why I fuck with you guys.
Oh my God. But yeah, this joint, it really made me feel like I could actually get a weed cart one day and be like, look, sir, can you look at this? Look at my ID. Yep.
You cannot talk to me like this. Sir? Sir. Okay, fine. I'll go with you willingly. But listen, sir, when my attorney finds out, it's a dub for you. It's a wrap.
It's a dub for you. I'm no longer paying street money. What? How dare you, sir?
I'll be paying your pension money for my ganja.
I have a weed card.
I am a patient in need of healing medication.
Look, Bossy is always like, girl, stop tripping. You have a weed card. You have it. Why are you acting scared? Da, you have it. Let them see it. My best friend has a personal chef that happens to be your girl. Information coming soon. Period. Recipes coming soon. Period. Tick tock. All right, anyway. So, anyway. Tabbouleh. Salad. Are you feeling that way? Mm. Or are you thinking more?
I'm feeling tabbouleh salad because I'm feeling your pita chips. I'm feeling taco salad because I've been feeling tacos. And I'm feeling like scallion pancakes and dumplings.
Ooh, okay. So actually, I think you have some
around
in the fridge.
The world.
I need to actually... She always needs to hit me up to get her wood paddle so I can crack her scallion pancake the right way. Because if not, you don't beat it right. It's kind of like bust up.
Flavor. I love it. And see, this is what I would say. Mary Jane and...
Munchies.
Mary Jane and...
Munchies. Go ahead and follow us on all our platforms. My name is Queenie Jones. Q-U-E-E-M-I-E-J-O-N-E. And subscribe to my YouTube page.
Follow me on all social media platforms as BostonBossy_ Beagle Live platform at Powerpuff88, where you'll see Grind Miss or Queen Grind.
Bye!
Bye!
MJ Squad! Look for the hashtag soon, y'all.